It's been a day, listener. But for you, it's the beginning of the week. And what a week will it will be. Oh, the places you'll go, bottom. Will you bottom on a train? Will you bottom in the south of Spain? Will you bottom on a boat? Will you bottom with a goat? Patreon.com/WHGS to buy me a vacation. Yeah, you can donate as little as $1 a month. It really, really helps. And it's going to help my special. And get on my text alert to find out when my special drops. And I'll send you a text about that. And I'm touring all over. God, really all over. I'm going to Winnipeg later. Going to Dallas. I'm going to Phoenix. I'm going to Salt Lake City. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's amazing. Thank you for making it possible. I really, and if you have already donated, I see you and I love you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Which you know is hard to reach. It's hard for me to be a bottom. But you make me feel that way sometimes, bottoms. We're all bottoms at heart. And then this week, we have my dear friend Remy Casimir. Her famous podcast, How Come, which talks about orgasming and having trouble orgasming. And we talk about that today on the podcast. And we also get into a little bit of TikTok lesbian drama with Brie and another a TikToker who I won't name. Because we're all a little frightened about what's going to happen after this episode comes out. It's tea. Have a good one, listener. Have a great week. Seriously, I did not sleep well last night, and I love you.
Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their two-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Okay, my only thing is that I will say I'm in a like a kind of sexual orgasm drought. Like, it's really hard to come. My favorite toy is not working. I feel very like weird in my body recently. I'm upset about it. There are some days that I'm just like, I just really want to come. I just want to come and then I'll sit down and do my work. But in the beginning of coming, it was like every day, three times a day. And now I'm like, did I use them up?
No, you didn't use them up. Here's the thing, you guys. This is an interesting episode because we have two people who I really love and care about. People that I would describe as some of my best friends.
Wow.
Wow, news to Remy. And news to Remy. And here's the other thing. Brie and I have, look, I thought Brie and I were best friends, but we recently had a fight on the air.
Yeah. Ooh.
In that, if you haven't watched, no, Remy, don't worry, it's not an actual fight. Here's the thing about Remy. Remy fucking loves
drama.
Tea. Yeah, Remy, if you're you like, are oh looking for a hot take, Remy is the Instagram, Remy Casimir, Demi Casimir.
Yes.
That is the Instagram that you have to follow because they've got a take on everything happening on the internet. What is your latest hot take, Remy, besides me and Brianne and whether or not we're best friends?
My latest hot take is I've been locked out of Instagram for the last 3 weeks because I posted a picture of my sister when she was really little on her birthday or whatever, like naked, nipple, but nothing showing, like baby. Yeah. And they put me in something called an ingress timeout stream ID.
Ingress timeout stream ID?
Yeah. There are people listening to this being like, this is what I have. Yeah. It sucks. I feel your pain. Hated it. But now I'm not addicted to Instagram anymore.
All it took was 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
You went cold turkey.
Yeah.
You went into a rehab program for social media. Not
started up
choice.
Vaping again, but off Instagram.
Like with any addiction, you just have to immediately replace it with
sub
something.
It in.
Yeah. Fill that void, baby. Fill that void.
Get over it by getting under something else.
Absolutely.
Or getting something else inside you in this case. But Remy, phenomenal comedian, phenomenal podcaster, very good friend of the pod, done a couple episodes, one of my first episodes ever.
Yeah.
And
My fairy pod mother, when I was starting this podcast, Remy was the person that I went to learn how to do this.
Yeah. And we went to Madison Diner and it was so fun.
I have traumatic. Did I tell you about my traumatic memory at Madison Diner?
No.
So when my father was dying.
No.
Bree, are you okay?
Yes.
You seem like you don't want me to talk about this.
No, please do. Please do.
So when my father was dying, my mother has like not great. Ooh, I'm going to get in trouble. Okay, so this is about my bitch ass Aunt Robin, who's been sort of like a theme on the pod. Right. I don't know if you guys have heard me talk about my bitch ass Aunt Robin.
I haven't yet. This is special.
Okay, so my Shea Diamond episode from 2021.
Okay.
I thought you were saying Shea Diamond. Like, no, your bitch ass Aunt Robin is a diamond. I was like, who are you, Ashley?
Well, so she like kind of was sort of outing me a little bit to my family members. Mm. So it prompted me to come out of the closet very quickly to my extended family in a way.
Oh, that sucks.
I did it on my terms, but it was faster than I thought it would be. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I took advantage. I did the best I could in the situation. Mm-hmm. This bitch ass Aunt Robin.
Mm. Yeah.
But she, I told a story about it on TikTok where I called her a bitch ass and my bitch ass Aunt Robin. And then she emailed me about it and
signed your bitch ass.
Yeah, she was like, I was enjoying your TikTok till you called me your bitch Aunt Robin. And I was like, no, I called you my bitch ass Aunt Robin. Get it right. And then we went back and forth about whether or not she was
a bitch ass.
So she was trying to. This like 70, my 75 year old aunt from South Carolina is trying to explain to me why she wasn't outing me. I'm like, I have the authority on this issue. Like,
can I ask what was she doing to out you? And also how did she know before anyone else?
So, great question. So I was not super in the closet on Facebook or anything.
Okay.
So I had some photos.
And bitch ass be on Facebook. Yeah.
She was flying the flag on Facebook.
I guess I don't have any ground to stand on here.
Where everyone's secrets go to die, Facebook.
Oh my God. Where no one's aunts and uncles are.
Okay, but this was like 2012. It was 2012. Instagram had just come out. Facebook was still a place
and
for
so
us
And so had you.
Young.
No, I'm just kidding.
To all of your extended family. Like, did you check the friends list before you
I don't
you
know. I wasn't out, but I had like photos with women on there. You know what I mean? So I wasn't like saying I'm out. I wasn't saying like my girlfriend this, my girlfriend that, but I was.
Just some light pornography.
Ashley Gavin is eating pussy status. I'm not coming out. I'm just eating pussy.
Ashley Gavin is romantically interested in women. My relationship status as it's complicated with the girl that I was dating.
But everybody used to do that. Remember that? Like that used to piss me off because it would be like, then I'd be like looking at people after college and I'd be like, oh, are they gay now? Or is this just a joke that you're in your relationship with your friend?
Right. Right.
Gal pals. Gal pals are lesbians.
Honestly, it was a great time for being sort of closeted on the internet because you could do things like that.
Yeah. Get away with a lot.
Because there was just enough homophobia to keep things safe. Now that
we've gone too far, people, bring back the homophobia.
Right. If you want to stay closeted, it's harder now because people are more accepting. So they're okay being like, hey, I love you. Are you in an it's complicated relationship with that woman? You know what I mean?
They're like standing straight people with their friends and being like, well, they're in a picture together. They're gay.
Right.
It's Kylie Jenner's all over my TikTok today with her friend that they're like, come on.
See, you gave up Instagram, but you just went to the drama on TikTok. And I love that for you.
Oh, no. I'm still consuming the drama. I'm just not making any drama recently.
Remy, you're funny because you make drama, but then no one gets mad at you for it.
You don't think anyone gets mad at me? I've got so many like landmine enemies out in the world. Yeah.
Name names. Ooh, we'll bleep them.
I got yelled at by a friend of the Baldwins because I was going too hard on Ilaria.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to ask, do you go for like kind of like C-list celebs so that there's a chance that they're actually going to see it and respond, or do you just
No, Remy's authentic to the craft.
I'm
Remy
authentic
goes
to
after
the craft.
Whoever yeah. whoever she's feeling like needs to be taken down.
If you're pissing me off and there's also a lot of news around you, I'm like, all right, everybody needs one take and it's mine.
Remy, honestly, you're Hilaria Baldwin.
Yeah.
Ilaria. Baldwin. Stuff was some of the funniest, funniest Hilaria takes I saw on the internet.
Hilarious.
I was so looking forward to this episode because I was like, Brie, no shock here. I was not super prepped for this episode. I've been really under the weather. That's why we're doing this remotely.
Okay.
So I was like, who can I get that I'm going to be so comfy with and the banter is just going to fucking flow? And I texted Remy immediately and I knew Brie, you'd be down. Well, I just knew you. I don't know. I thought we, you know, we're best
friends. We're best friends.
We're best friends.
I feel like we've mended quite a bit since our argument.
I think so, too.
I was going to say, too, if you don't have an argument ever, are you really friends? Like,
that's true.
You have to fight for it to be real. It can't just, otherwise you're like colleagues.
Yeah. If you get any anonymous bits about Ash to your Instagram once it's relaunched, you know where it's from. Just saying.
Some blind items.
I would love to be in drama, but no one cares about me.
Maybe I care about you.
Maybe we should just fake start it. Like, Remy will pay you to write little bits and mix us in with actual celebrities.
How can I get in on this JoJo Siwa Avery Cyrus?
I was going to say.
How can I? Here's some tea. Because this bitch will probably repost it. I called her this bitch. I hope it's she, her.
Bitch is agender. This bitch.
It's completely separate from the gender binary.
Yeah.
Bitch is more of a vibe.
Bitch is a vibe. Bitch is a lifestyle.
You know what we sound like? We're three millennials who are like, remember Facebook? A bitch is such a vibe.
We do.
It's giving bitch.
How should we get in with Avery and JoJo?
I've got my Squishmallow in the background. I'm like, love me!
I don't even know what a Squishmallow is.
Oh, it's very Gen Z.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, there's this person on the internet who covers like the lesbian drama.
Okay.
Named, I think, Kales or something.
Oh, I'm scared of this person.
Right. So I'm about to invoke her and see what happens. But basically, like, it's very clear to me that this person, oh my God, really doesn't know anything about the entertainment business.
And they have
is
no idea.
Reporting on this drama from the perspective of like someone who really has never, ever, ever hung out with an actor, musician, celebrity, like ever.
Been
so
behind
they don't understand.
The fourth wall.
What's that?
They've never been behind the fourth wall.
Right. So the way they report on it, which is super appealing because all of the people who care about this JoJo Avery, they're not coming at it from the insider perspective either.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand how you can be at the same party and have nothing to do with each other. They don't understand that the entertainment business, like there's lots of people at a thing like a premiere or like a, you know, they don't get or a management
this is
party
what a
or
lot
like,
of
whatever.
People who have pictures with Epstein say. Yeah.
You know. There's a lot of people at those parties.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know anything about the hedge fund world.
Right.
I'm not going to pretend right now.
You know what? I picture this person, Kale. As someone
Kale.
On Halloween night, all the lesbians go into their bathrooms and say Kale three times. And if you spin around fast enough, she'll fucking appear. Like, she terrifies me. I think she's going to, like, come out in my dreams and destroy my life. She's so vicious with it, too. I don't know what's going on.
She really does take things to their absolute logical and, in my opinion, illogical extreme. And people, like, totally live for it. Now I'm getting
no
scared.
Fear. She has no fear, which is
no
the
fear.
Most terrifying
because
part.
Because there's nothing.
How do I know?
Because there's no, because she's not in it. She doesn't have any relationships or anything meaningful going on in this sphere.
Yeah.
Kales, I'm sure you have love and relationships and friendships and a healthy life.
Ash is like, Kales has but, nothing.
That being said, but the thing is, like, I have nothing going on. So, like, I don't know what the fuck. We are going to get tagged up in one of Kales's things.
But it's not good drama.
I'm so scared.
Because Kale is ingesting it from the viewpoint of what the PR teams want you to see, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. There's yeah. nothing inside there. Mm. It's not like... I know that really did make me sound like she has a low IQ. There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on up there.
No, that's not what I meant. She's just not really in it. And therefore everything is like a speculatory and
but
sensationalized.
Avery and JoJo do make videos together.
Yeah, they're together. Yeah, together. Aren't they formally out?
Yeah, they're yeah. together.
So what are we
Avery,
disputing with
Avery
Kale?
Avery left Soap's ass for JoJo.
That's why it's sensationalized. I don't know what we're... I think we're supposed to be mad at them.
I am terrible. I'm so mad. I don't...
I'm so
freaking mad.
I think there's a whole thing about the breakup between Avery and Soph, but the thing is that we don't really know anything about them. We don't know these people. You have no idea what this breakup was
on the inside.
I'm just going
to come out and be real and honest. I'm Team Soph. I don't know what that means, but I'm Team Soph. From what
And you know
I've...
what, Bree? Just to create drama, I'm Team Avery, and I also... don't know what that means.
And me? I see nuance. Bit about me? I get where both sides are coming from. No, I'm just kidding.
I want to know what happens when this Kale person...
Kale person?
starts to become friends. Because you know it'll get to the point eventually where they actually become friends yeah. or they hang out with
that's
people
when
that
it's gonna
talking
all,
yeah. about.
I guarantee you that's when it's going to all fall apart.
Yes, because then it's going to... It stops... It's a very fine line, especially when this person's talking about TikTokers and not mm-hmm. people that are like in traditional media. Where
because TikTokers
be very,
are accessible.
Yes, they're accessible. So all of a sudden, yeah. it would be very easy that this person would be at the same sort of like party. They're similar age. They're mm-hmm. gay. They could be at the same gay bar. And then like that wall is broken and you're like, oh, these are actual people, not like little micro celebrities that I can make fun of.
And you get let in on the planning of stuff if there is planning or if there's not planning. Mm-hmm. But like
there's
I remember.
Planning.
Okay, oh, there's planning.
That's the other thing that's BS is like I think Kales might even know that there's planning and not tell the viewers.
Maybe.
Here's my thing. I don't think Kale's getting paid enough. Kale is personally making some of these people's careers like blow up by creating like a PR storm.
No,
and Kale's not
no.
getting a cut of the check.
Why I disagree. I disagree.
Check?
Kales is a bad businesswoman. If oh. Kales can't take advantage, if Kales can't take advantage of the drama, I'm yeah. really, I'm just shit talking Kales. Kales, no, but- if you're listening to this, this is a comedy podcast. None of this is real.
But this bit was serious.
Maybe Kales, though, is a purist the way I am and just genuinely feels how they feel.
That's you and Kales mm-hmm. should actually.
We should talk because yeah. I'm so bad at monetizing Kales. I don't make any money. And my podcast is so successful.
I'm right there with you, Remy.
No, Ashley.
Patreon.com/WHGS. Please yeah, help yeah. us monetize.
Please help.
If you're listening to this at post bit, here's the official stance of the podcast. The official stance of the We're Having Gay Sex podcast on the TikTok lesbian drama is that we don't know what the fuck is going on and we have no opinion. And Kales, you keep doing you, boo-boo. You're yes. obviously get very good at connecting with your fan base and getting and hearing what the giving them what they want to hear. The end.
At the end.
Wait, can I introduce you, Remy? We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with one of my dearest friends, Remy Casimir.
Woo!
Yeah.
I love having gay sex.
Woo, woo, yes. Woo. Remy is the host. Remy is a comedian. Do you still do your weekly show, Bacon Bits?
No, not anymore. Not post-pandem.
Do you have a show?
I have no shows right besides now. I've just been touring.
Your incredible podcast, which was on Netflix Explained.
Yep.
I probably got tons of awards and accolades. How come if you are dealing with a sexual stuff, Remy has almost certainly got an episode about it and a lot about orgasms if you're having trouble orgasming, but then also all kinds of other stuff. Go for the orgasm, stay for the charismatic, hilarious, shit stirring, tea talking host, Remy Casimir.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And then I guess I basically, Remy, do you want to tell people? I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay, white woman, she, her pronouns. For the love of fucking God, get on my text list. And if this comes out, we're doing a live pod in New York City that we are also streaming online. Tickets are available on my website. Yada, yada, yada. And then, as always, sometimes, the Chancellor of Cancellor from up north. Is that caribou? Is that caribou entwining their antlers with another caribou? Is that what Canadian scissoring is? Give it up for Brianne Williamson. Shut up, Brie. That was good.
No, that was great. I
Wait, is Kale's gonna come for us?
Can I say hi?
Sorry. I'm spiraling over Kale's.
No, it's okay. I just forgot if I was supposed to. Hey, I'm Brianne Williamson. It's great to be back. Holy shit, I'm so scared of Kale's. I'm not joking you. She has no, like, I swear to God.
Haven't even said your pronouns. You identify as being scared of Kale's.
She, her, lesbian from Canada.
And Remy, do you?
She, they, everyone. Are we talking about who we're attracted to? Bisexual from New York.
I love it. No, I love the idea of like a queer cage mash where like the bisexual from New York City coming in with she, they pronouns at 105 pounds.
Please. In my bra.
But anyway, I don't really have a great gay sexist. So we'll jump into it. But mine sort of. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. Before this, I was thinking, oh my God, for the first time in my life, my love life doesn't feel like the focus of my entire existence.
Is that cool or what?
It's super cool. Yeah. But I'm also feeling like I'm on the hamster wheel with my career right now. I feel like I've reached a point of equilibrium. I'm not sure how to get to the next level, but I keep running on this little wheel. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to adjust my attitude to love the fucking wheel. You know, this wheel is my wheel. I made this wheel.
Do you feel like, I kind of think about this sometimes, that it's like, there's two things. One, be successful in career, and one, be successful in the relationship, and never the twixt shall meet. Like,
There's an Australian saying, and Australians, listeners, let me know if I'm wrong about this. But there's a saying that you have four burners on the stove. You've got your family, you've got love, you've got friendship, and you've got work, or whatever the four burners are. And you really can't ever have more than two burners going because you're going to like lose. You can't have all of them cooking perfect at the same time because just too many burners, too many pots on the stove.
Those Australians are poets, I tell you. Jeez.
They're like, we don't say that. Burn the house down.
Oh man.
They're like, we use a Barbie, you fucking idiot. But anyway, so that's what I was thinking recently. Like I said to my patron, because we've been doing these live Zoom calls to the patrons and stuff like that. Patreon.com/WHGS. It's funding my special. I'm not fucking around. Please, for the love of fucking God. I was saying to them, it's like weird because usually on this podcast, I'm so vulnerable about like, you know, Brie, I bring you on. I cry about my breakup or whatever.
Yeah.
And lately, I feel like I haven't had a lot to say on my relationship status because it's just sort of like I'm in an equilibrium right now of trying to figure out what okay, like I've gotten far enough in my career that I'm like made this sustainable thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In comedy, which is super cool.
Very hard to
thank
do.
You. Mm-hmm. Trying very hard. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, what the fuck do I talk about on my gay sex podcast? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
I don't
talk
have
about
any
the guests. Here's the thing. So I've had this same thing happen with How Come, obviously, right? Because I started out, it was my journey to have an orgasm. Then I had an orgasm. Then it was like, what do we do next? Can I shut it down? They said, no, have them different ways. I said, great, I did. Then they were like, yeah, bring Ben into it. And then it was like, okay. But then at a certain point, it's like, this is our sex life. You know, and it's like, I don't want to be doing things for the audience. I don't want to bring him into stuff that he doesn't want to do just for content.
You're sometimes tagging Ben. Ben is like, please, please, I don't want to do this anymore.
I literally have so many butt plugs that have been sent to me and people have been like, put one in Ben. And I'm like, he doesn't want that. Like, leave him alone.
For the pod.
Yeah.
No, but I was just like, I got to be a little bit real. I got to be a little bit real with people about where I'm at. Like, this is my career. Figuring out how to ascend to this next level, whatever that is dominating my brain right now. Mm-hmm. And so, oh my God.
What?
What? Is that your stomach?
No. When does the horniness? Well, the thing is, like, I'm trying to enjoy it. Like, this podcast is part of my art. Mm-hmm. I never thought this podcast would be one of the biggest parts of my art, but it is. So I'm like going to try and enjoy this. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to enjoy being on this because usually I hate it. Bree's laughing. Usually I hate it so much. No, that's not what I'm saying. But like, I don't want it to feel like a chore.
Totally.
I don't want these little moments of things to feel like a chore. I want to like enjoy this thing that I've created because it is like so cool. And thank you to everyone who's been such a huge part of it. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And now I have to adapt my brain to being like, well, you're plateauing at a certain level and like, it's okay. You might be at this plateau for a while and it's okay.
It's part of it.
Can you even, it's part of it.
You can't always be going up. That's exhausting. You have to
and
plateau.
That's the part of my brain that's so fucking sick. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why you do this. But also, listeners will understand that you need to do this and that they also should be doing that in their own lives. You can't, sometimes it's like, oh, I achieved the thing. Let's just bask in the thing. Enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm. Bask in the thing. I'm trying to bask in the thing while also trying to, you know,
not
get
bask
to the next level, not bask, just fully beat myself up. But I will say I haven't been, and maybe it's because I've been super sick. I've been sick for like 2 weeks. I have chronic sinusitis, is the whole thing.
Same.
But oh my God, really?
Yeah, I wasn't going to get surgery. And
I got the surgery.
Ugh.
It helped a lot, but I still every now and then have one of these long battles with my fucking nose and face. But I was going to say, my sex drive has been not that high the past month.
Mm.
And then I said, oh my God, because I got scared, Brie. I was like,
oh,
I got scared.
About what? I still don't know.
About my sex drive being lower.
But it's okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's okay.
Remember that episode of Sex and the City where Samantha Jones thinks she lost her orgasms because she's just like going through a time? Like, I'm kind of going through that right now and I think about it all the time, but she comes back, you know, like.
She does.
Yeah. Don't worry.
You'll bounce back.
Your vagina's being like, edit. We don't have time to masturbate.
Yeah, or just like figure out what, I don't know. It's weird. I feel, it's just a weird time. I feel disconnected from my stand-up. I've felt disconnected from my stand-up for long periods of time.
Same.
In a way that I never used to when no one knew who the fuck I was and I was just hustling and writing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I just, so I can say this out loud now. I was pitching this TV show with Diablo Cody. She wrote Juno and Jennifer's Body and stuff like that.
And,
yeah, so cool.
Something else.
United States of Tara.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
She's like won an Academy Award. And it just like, the market's really bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get bought, which is like crazy because it's, you know, Diablo Cody or whatever. But then we had a regroup meeting and she was like, let's turn this into a movie, which was like incredibly flattering. And, you know, I'm really trying. So much is happening behind the scenes, but like not pushing me up. And it just feels like, oh my God,
oh,
when
man.
Is this
going to,
I just keep
do keep churning, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what sucks about the doing business part of show business, because mm-hmm. you're not able to show your effort. You know, like, I want to show effort. Like, here's me writing a draft and here's me pitching. And like, that's fucking right. weird. Cause what if the thing doesn't happen? Yeah. And so many times it doesn't happen.
Or it usually doesn't
repurposed
happen, yeah.
exactly, or it takes a break. It takes a fucking break. It just sits shelved for years, and then it comes back. Like, you just have to, trust the process. Unfortunately,
yeah. I guess to everyone, and I've been through this before in this industry and come out the other side. And I guess if anyone at home is feeling like, oh man, I'm in a plateau. A teacher of mine in college said this really cool thing to me that I try to remember all the time, which is, you might feel like you're going in circles, but you're actually on a spiral staircase.
Yes.
And at some point,
I love that.
Yeah. Isn't mm-hmm. that really cool?
Yeah. It's really
and
good.
At some point you'll look out and you'll be like, oh, I was going up. It just was like, it felt slower.
Therapist always says that, but like in reference to like, choose something that you have right now that a year ago or 5 years ago or whatever you yes. thought wouldn't be possible.
Which and is like everything good, yeah. I have going on. Yeah. So I don't know what's wrong with me. What do you think Kales thinks about? The JoJo Siwa Avery Soph drama?
Ash, I feel like we need to get Kales on here and confront Kales head on. Why? Ash there?
Yeah, so can scared. You not see me? My face was definitely like fully like, why haven't we had Kales on? Hold on, I gotta text Kales. Give me 1 second. They're buying all of it. I have all the inside information. Well, that's like my non-gay sex. I'm on a hamster mm-hmm. wheel feeling kind of blech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also things are amazing at the same time. And thank you everybody for supporting me. Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. Me also. This is full-time work, so please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it, because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Remy, did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah, and that I didn't come and he did, so it
was like, I think that's straight sex.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just the man. Yeah, that's straight sex. Sorry.
But the gays will be thrilled to know that straight sex has not gotten better, and that they've made the right decision coming out of the closet and living their best authentic truth.
Listen, if I could fall out of love tomorrow and have a girlfriend, I would.
I have to get some sort of gay sex. We've talked about this has been gossip / professional growth. There's been almost no gay sex on this episode.
I know. Okay, my only thing is that I will say I'm in a like a kind of sexual orgasm drought. Like, yeah, it's not fun. It's really hard to come. My favorite toy is not working. I feel like weird in my body.
Wait, do you know about the womanizer? Sorry. I cut you off. Go on. Talk about your feelings. I'm so sorry. Kales.
Wait,
I did not mean to invalidate Remy's feelings. I know you're going to come for me for invalidating Remy's feelings.
Ashley.
Yes.
The womanizer is not my favorite anymore.
It's not?
No. It's the plus one air pulse arouser that you can get from Target because it's got the same warranty as the other electronics at Target. And it's cheaper.
So do you bring it back with the warranty, like wildly used? Like that's what yes. I need to know.
Yes, Bree. You're coming in. Everyone's like, what is that smell?
It's just beat the fuck up.
It's BV.
It's BV. You're like, I'm trying to kick it. It just won't go away.
One time I had a back massager. Mm-hmm. And it ran out of batteries like mid-go or whatever. And I think I was still on the high of like wanting the orgasm. So in a panic, I was trying to get the back of it open to put new batteries in. Mm-hmm. And like, I was just like going at this thing, like with a random tool I found. Okay.
another vibrator.
Like a caveman just hacking at this thing, trying to get this open. And when I like came to out of this haze, the back of it was like scratched and dented and destroyed. And I'm like, how bad did I need this fucking orgasm? This is a sight. So I get it.
Wait, Remy, I cut you off right when you were getting vulnerable, but do you think it's like your an emotional thing or like a physical thing?
That's how all my orgasms feel now. It's like I get cut off right before I get emotional. And it's fine. No, it's not. I'm upset about it. Like there are some days that I'm just like, I just really want to come. I just want to come and then I'll sit down and do my work. But like, I feel very slighted at this moment. And I have to do the same thing that you're doing. It's just be patient and know that it'll come back. And I don't know.
How long has it been?
Like, it's not that it's okay. It's been a few months, but it's like I'll come like once a month now. Where
okay,
in the beginning,
so there's some movement.
Yeah, but in the beginning of coming, it was like every day, three times a day, and now I'm like, did I use them up? Like,
no, you didn't use them up.
Little chips out of a jar
in your fertility.
How can I buy more Candy Crush coins of cum?
Do you think it's your mood?
I think I'm really stressed. I have a lot going on. Mm. And
Remy, what's going on?
Things behind the scenes that I can't fucking post about and get accolades
for. We'll cut this part for Kales. We'll cut this part. Tell me what's going on.
I'm starting another podcast.
Oh, that's great.
A network this time.
Wait, Alex, I don't know that you actually have to cut this. Does Alex have to cut this?
No. You guys can know. It is happening. It's just not announced yet what it is, but it's with a network, so it's going to be more scheduled and, you know.
That's awesome.
You're going to have help.
Up. Yeah. Having good. That's why my hair is washed today. and yeah, pitching some scripted things and just.
Mm-hmm. That's great, Remy. I'm so happy for you.
House hunting as well. Thank you.
You're house hunting.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you're
going to
buy?
No, to live. I'm staying.
Where are you now?
Look, this is my child at home.
Oh, you're at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in New York?
Yeah.
Are you on the Upper East Side?
Hell yeah.
Oh, we should hang out. I thought you were in New Jersey.
No, some days. Some days I'm in Jersey at my boyfriend's. And some days I'm at my dad's and I need to not live at a man's house. I need my own house.
That's why you can't come.
I think so. I don't have enough privacy.
You need your own space.
Yeah.
Well, Remy, thank you so much for the gossip. We're going to go to Brianne.
I'm so excited to listen.
Over to Brianne.
This, what is with the energy on this episode? What is this?
We're just two best friends competing for your love.
No. Just one podcast host competing to have a best friend. That's what it feels like to me.
I'm having a lot of fun, personally.
Good, that's good. Did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah, but you know what? I want to talk about a hole that I'm in on Tumblr. A hole.
Different hole.
Yeah, a different sort of hole. And it's all the fetish Tumblr. What am I fucking talking about? See, I'm aging myself. I'm literally going back to when I was 16 coming out on Tumblr. TikTok. I'm on TikTok.
In a fetish hole on TikTok.
Yes.
Why can there be fetish stuff on TikTok, but I don't go viral anymore?
This is my thing. It's very, very confusing to me because I will post anything that's like even slightly just like even comedically sexual. Like I would say like almost G-rated light vibes in comparison to what I see. And then there's like full on fetish content happening.
Yes.
That is, and okay, my new favorite thing is I've seen this for years, right? Like I'm sure people have seen on Facebook, like all the food videos and stuff where they're not actually making food.
No,
it's just a chicken breast that it looks like you're going to fuck it.
Oh, and they're massaging it and putting their fingers in it.
They're splitting open a chicken breast and you're like, now I'm going to be turned on anytime I see chicken. The bread talk.
The dough.
I know her era is over. Kales, come for me. I don't like the bread talk. I don't like bread talk. I don't like watching this bitch smack in the ass of a bread. It makes me uncomfortable.
I love it.
No. No.
There's one person on there. I don't know who they are, but they smack a lot of bread and I like them, but.
Mm-hmm. No. I think it's inappropriate.
No. Yeah, no, my thing is more, I've seen this for years and I've always like been like, this is a thing. Like there must be something to it. It's the same as those videos that go viral on like Facebook, that it's like some girl that's like, oh, I'm going to like change the color of my dress. And it takes her like fucking an hour to do a like 5 second craft. Anyways, I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, this is weird. Why does it always go viral? And now it's all over
TikTok.
Wait,
I don't know what you're talking about, Brett.
Okay, it's very hard to explain besides the fact that...
Should I pull one up?
There'll be all these, like, I don't know how you even find it. There'll be all these, like, DIY things that they're... It's always the, like, husband filming or the boyfriend filming.
This is the one with the cake, right?
Yes.
This is how we make a drippy cake, and it takes 6 parts to make a drippy cake.
Yes, and so she's she's got this cake, this plain cake, right?
Wait, Brie, I have to cut you off. Remy is too much in an emotional spiral. Remy, why are you so upset about it taking 6 parts to make a drippy cake? I need to know.
What the fuck? I want to see the drippy cake outcome. I'm not here for the fetish. I'm here for the outcome, not the cum. You know, like I want to see what this cake looks like. I want to see the sprinkles cascade. And I don't like this woman baiting me over and over again. I'm going to do it now. It's like cake, drippy cake burlesque. It's horrible.
Okay, so this is what happened. I was finally scrolling, and I think TikTok realized that I was viewing enough of these videos and going deep into the comments to try and find what the fuck is going on. Like, why do so many
people? So, is there something sexual
like
about the buildup of not seeing the drippy?
Yes. Okay, so I finally found all these people on TikTok that are also sex workers that are unpacking these videos from behind the scenes, and they're talking about the fetishes that are in the videos. So, like, giving like the reason that they're doing all this stuff. And the biggest
one. We have to get one of these to see.
And the biggest one is edging. So the reason that they're doing that in 6 parts, and they're like Ash, they'll take the icing and they're about to like pull it off, and they'll like go like this, and they're like stroking the icing, and then they'll be like, oh, I just forgot the sprinkles. And then they'll do that again. Then they'll be like, oh, I just forgot this. And the husband's behind the camera like, oh yeah, let it drip on the cake. Yeah.
Oh, and now the pink. And twist it lower. Push it. Now pull it. Now twist it. Like it's like bop it. Yes. Like but like for 6 parts. 6 parts.
Yes. And it's always the worst outcome. Like they're never doing it, and there's no good result.
I wonder if it's men that like this, or like people with penises versus people with vulvas, or women, or whatever. That the women are just like, I just want to fucking see the drips. I don't need to be teased. I don't get drips hardly ever. Okay, drips maybe once a month.
Yes. Or like people that are genuinely trying to make a fucking cake. They're like, what the hell is going on?
Yes. Okay, so I saw one cooking channel that I followed that I liked.
And wait, the people who are trying to make a cake are like, why am I hard right now?
Yeah.
They're like, wait, so Twisted again? Okay.
When I was watching one, this is serious. I'm trying to get vulnerable here. When I was watching one of these sex workers describe why this is a fetish piece, and as she was describing it and I was watching, she was doing one of those duets, I was like, why am I all of a sudden getting it?
Interesting.
Like, I started feeling kind of horny by the cake. Mm-hmm. Because I was starting to pay too much attention to the hand movements and things.
Yeah.
Because she was pointing out all the different things that she was doing. And then I was like, I'm kind of getting it. Like, I'm infiltrated. I'm in too deep. But the thing is that they found this perfect like niche where they can advertise and do this fetish sex content,
yeah,
without it getting flagged.
How do we turn this podcast into one of those cake things? Do we just need to hold up a cake?
No, put your feet in the frame.
Yes. Get dirtier somehow.
Yeah, like they do a lot of the smashing, right? They do a lot of the...
I do have wiki feet now, so we got to get more content.
Me too!
We all have wiki feet in here, except Alex, unless Alex or something.
Wait, Ashley, do you remember when I called you crying because somebody had a wiki feet and I didn't?
I don't remember you crying, but I do remember you being like really kind of petty.
I was like, what the fuck? I was crying.
You're like, I'm giving the great feed content. What's going on?
Yeah. Wait, will you text it to me right now?
Yeah, but don't read it.
I won't read it out loud, but I will react.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Another big thing, if you see a woman in a wedding dress anywhere on TikTok or Facebook,
I do actually remember. Sorry.
It's fetish,
yes,
content.
Wait, Brie, finish what you're saying. Seeing someone in a wedding dress, what now?
This has been wildly pointed out that if you see someone in a wedding dress anywhere on TikTok or Facebook, like in any of these little clip videos, that's a fetish, specifically the wedding dress.
Huh.
That and pregnancy. So there's a lot of people with like fake pregnant bellies, or they're doing stuff with that. And you're like, why are they doing that? That's a big
one
too.
And who are these they're fetishes for all genders? Because I feel like these are things that scare the straight cis boys off, like marriage, babies. Like,
I don't know. I'm learning a lot.
They're like, oh my God, that's so kinky. Like getting someone's hand in marriage and taking care of them and having them taking care of me. That's hot.
No, but there's always a weird twist. It's always like, oh, I got my wife pregnant and then now she's leaving me for my like Marine brother, and the brother will like come in at the end and like take her away.
That's like a porn script.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's without the porn. Okay. Don't you feel like the economy is going to collapse? Because don't you feel like... Now that people are exploiting the sexual brain to make not sexual content to continue their careers, someone wanted to just make cakes. Someone just wanted to make cakes on the internet, mm-hmm, and start a little blog, mm-hmm, but now they're making edging porn.
Okay,
because they need to stay alive.
This is what happened.
Because we're just reduced to our sexuality and our weird, most base urges.
Yes, there was a TikTok account that started, and it was this nice woman who was just trying to become a food TikToker, okay? So she'd make the food TikToks, and I found her like right when I got TikTok, and I followed her because she was making really good food, like not the shitty like viral food where they're not actually trying to make food.
We like cakes. No.
Yeah, she was making good cakes and good chicken that she wasn't like fingering as she made it.
And then, but to be fair, finger the chicken. I don't mind it.
Okay. So then I guess it wasn't like popping off in the way, and she probably saw these other videos that were doing really well. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, now her husband's behind the camera giving little commentary bits, and she's doing all this extra stuff and like edging
farting
us to the end. And yeah, all of a sudden she started fucking the cake. And I'm like, I came here for the food. I came here for the food. And now you're making fetish content. And I don't even think you know that you're making fetish content. And it's wild to me.
Well, I think she does know what she's doing because, dude, I mess around on stage all the time where I make fun of myself, where I start doing some... I don't start fucking the mic. That's not what I'm doing.
I mess but around all the time on stage.
I start doing a bit and then I'm like, oh,
I'll say to lesbian comedian, like it gets in your head, like what's going to go viral, what's not going to go viral, and then you're disconnected from your from your craft. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just want to make jokes, and some of my funniest content, some of my best crowd work that I've ever done does not go viral because it's not sensational or sexual or whatever. Yeah. It just drives me crazy.
Okay, so what I was going to say is it's interesting that you're talking about content creators like this, like that, oh, they don't even mean to be doing sexual. Some of them don't mean to be doing it, but because it's become sexualized, that becomes a big part of their audience. And I was noticing on TikTok like a few months ago how there were these mommy creators who were getting yelled at because they were like, you're making content for, you know, pedophiles basically to ingest. And some of the accounts you were like, I can see that they, you know, put the kid in an outfit or they put them in a tub or something like that, that like could be misconstrued as that. But it's
children
like,
have to bathe.
I know, but then there are these other creators that like were getting yelled at, and it's like, I don't think that they know like how people are using this footage of their kids.
Yeah.
I would never put my kid on the internet. That's just like a thing that I have.
Yeah.
But I think, they probably were just like, I'm a mommy blogger.
Because you also know the internet enough. That's the thing. I think, like, Remy, I agree with you. I think a lot of these people, not just mommy bloggers, but these fucking cake fuckers and all these people, they don't know.
And listen, right now, just the We're Having Gay Sex podcast official opinion on cake fuckers is that it's okay. We see you. We validate you.
Keep doing what you do. But it does irritate me. Like, I'm angry, but I think that's the point. They some people like feeling angry, right?
Yeah, that's my whole Twitter feed. They're like, you want to see something that makes you mad?
Yeah, that's the internet. Something that makes you mad, but also you want to fuck it.
Oh, horrible.
Brie, I'm sorry if I interrupted you too many times.
No.
I feel like usually we do the episodes with more internet-y people and not comedians, and then I get a comedian on and I go to fucking Riff Town and I can't stop.
I was just trying to be vulnerable and you just stomped all over me. It's totally fine though.
The thing is that the people know that we used to be best friends and we're not best friends anymore because of the podcast, but we're locked into a relationship because of the podcast.
And you guys, if you haven't heard the fight, listen to the episode again. Download and subscribe.
That's true.
If you want to be edged in a fight. Remy, what are you working on? Where do you want people to find you? We're wrapping up now, right, Alex? We're about done.
Well, okay. So come follow me on Instagram. I hope to be out of jail soon. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. Everything's Remy Casimir. If you want to come see me do stand-up, remycasimir.com. And I have How Come on all platforms. Again, if you don't know how to come, we will help you. Or anything you're feeling sexually weird about, we'll talk about it and you'll feel okay.
And Remy, you go on tour, right?
I do. And all my dates are on the website except for today because I've been a bad girl. And then I have another podcast coming out and that will be October 30th that it's announced. So stay tuned.
Well, wait, you're not allowed to talk about it even though it's coming out in 4 days?
Yes.
I love that.
All right, talk about edging. Okay.
Yeah.
The build up.
Well, Brie, plug your stuff.
Okay. I am Brianne Williamson. You can find me everywhere, Brianne Williamson. And also right now I am funding for my next film. So
Might have some really fun special guest appearances in it.
Yes. Whoa. So I would very much appreciate. I know Ash is sucking you dry already over on the Patreon, but if you have any coins left under the couch cushions, come on over and help me out. And I also have another podcast. I Can Explain Podcast.
It's a great podcast. Pop charting in Canada.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gay. Brie is one of the funniest people on the planet. Go support her work, her films. Listen.
Thank you.
I know that I never shut up about my Patreon because it is the lifeblood of this podcast. Most people are not as shameless as I am. I am shameless.
Oh, I love it.
I never stop. And that's why it kind of works. But most people have pride. okay? And Brie has pride. So I'm going to say this for her. Go to her fucking Patreon. Give her $1. Wait, how many? What's your lowest tier?
It's a Kickstarter, actually.
Go to her Kickstarter. We didn't even know what it, you didn't say Kickstarter.
It's on Kickstarter. It's linked in my bio at Brianne Williamson. Thank you so much.
And then my Patreon, which funds this podcast, my special. We have live streamed events. We have the 4 bonus episodes that come out of this podcast every month. Stand-up comedy. So much fucking shit, dude. It's the second best thing that you can fund besides Brianne's Kickstarter. But she will be booted from this immediately.
This will all be cut. This will all be cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
Nope, she's going to keep everything.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Patreon.com/WHGS to donate as little as $1 if you've been enjoying this for free. My tour dates, you know, go sign up for the text alert to support my tour and my special. It's more fun than a podcast, I think. Stand-up comedy is so much fun. And Sydney is going to be doing the gay thought because I don't have any thoughts. Sydney, my assistant.
Hello.
You guys pay her salary, so thank you.
Hello. This is straight off the dome because I didn't really think before this. But Alex liked that.
Well, I did certainly go, ugh, gay thought, and then yelled Sydney.
Yeah, that's
exactly what I went, ugh, gay thought, Sydney! So you're doing it.
Yeah. So you know how in a queer relationship, you tend to move a little bit faster than maybe in a straight relationship. But also, I've noticed that you move out of it just as quickly as you moved into it.
Is that true for you? For me, no. For me, I get trapped. Not so much anymore since I've done work on myself. But for me, I get into that U-Haul and it does not open from the inside. I have to claw my way out of that thing.
Well, for me, what happens is that I'm in the U-Haul in the front seat, the front passenger seat, and then suddenly I'm not in the U-Haul anymore, and I don't know what happened.
Oh, so you're saying you've been kicked out of the U-Haul?
Well, this is such an interesting metaphor. Yeah, well, not kicked out. I'm just confused about where I parked it.
You got out of the U-Haul and you went to find it in the parking lot and you can't find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Patreon.com/WHGS.